Hey, ladies and gentlemen, to our listening audience around the globe, this is Sunday Night Gold. I'm your host, WB, along with my co-host, the jazzy one, Jasmine Vegas. Hey, Jazz.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, you know where we're going with this tonight. Oh, yeah. A little smooth jazz. And some of these cuts here, you might want to get up and do, you know, do your thing. Got some Jeanette Harris, some Najee, Ronnie Jordan. Oh, Ramsey Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, my, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Boney James. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. This is Sunday Night Go on The Buzz. Studio W. Hey guys, gals, it doesn't get any better than this. Hey, welcome everyone. Hey Jazz, what's going on, girl?
Is happening, WB? How are you on this sassy Sunday evening?
I love the way you put that. I am absolutely amazing. I am I'm having a great time. Enjoyed my entire day. Oh, I see you have that Studio logo in the background there, girl.
Yes, I do.
Love it.
Just a little computer magic.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's beautiful. And so are you tonight. Looking lovely, darling.
Thank you. And so are you. Like that hat. Like that hat. Is that a...
Let me take the glasses off. I was out. Yeah, I've got the Studio W white hat on tonight. Oh, you've got a pink one too. Yeah, you, oh my God, you style that. Oh, look here, you rock that thing. All right. So, hey, it's been a fun day today. Started off with some, great, great gospel music. You know, I do this thing on Sundays called the Gospel Explosion. And, uplifting, inspiring. And it was just a great, great time. And then we have, a sermon by, Michael Andrew Owens out of Southern California, San Bernardino, my church. I was going to say my old church, but I haven't dismembered myself yet. Is that no? I don't know what that's proper term or not, but I'm still a member. Let's put it like that. But no, I love the people there. I miss you guys in Southern California. And you know, speaking of Southern California, Los Angeles, California was number one.
Okay.
San Bernardino, kicked Los Angeles down to number three and it moved to number one. I just checked the metrics recently. Richmond, Virginia kicked out everybody and took the number one spot over the last week. And this, I am so thrilled about that, because we migrated, back from, Southern California to Richmond, Virginia. This is where we're stationed right now. But guys, gals, wherever you are, that's where we are. You can be in France, Germany, Jamaica, Australia. It doesn't make any difference to us. Canada, Mexico, Panama. And we have listeners everywhere. Over, also in Dublin, Ireland, we have listeners there as well. I did mention Jamaica. Did I mention Panama? Costa Rica?
Panama. Okay.
Oh, yes. That's right. And we really appreciate each and every one of you that take your time to listen to us. And so we're going to return the favor and just throw down some of the most awesome music you've listened to, you've heard, maybe you haven't heard, but, jazz. Okay. Yes. That, you know, that's what I call you anyway. And last week we did part two of just, what's the title?
Part okay. one.
Part one. Part one.
Right.
That's
tonight
right.
Tonight is part two.
Of just jazz.
Just jazz.
And the feedback I got was, wow, how relaxing. I mean, just music, you know, I'm going to tell you, it is truly a medicine for your soul. And I love that. So, jazz, why did you pick the topic? This is part two. Why did you pick this? You always have a theme.
Because again, I wanted us to just have a relaxing Sunday before we head into our week. And last week we didn't get through half of my list. So I decided I can add a little bit of smooth jazz, a little bit of straight ahead, and we can just chill out, because I don't know about our listeners, but I've gone back to work. I teach public school and I have to go to work tomorrow. So I need a respite before I go face my peers tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Well put. Well put. I perfectly understand. And that's my sentiment exactly. Because tomorrow I have a heavy day. And I just need to get all the rest and relaxation and just get away from, you know, life events and things like that. And so when you go back with a clear mind, it makes everything work a lot better, doesn't it?
It does.
So how about some Jeanette Harris?
Oh, yes.
Ooh,
oh, yes.
Boy. One of my favorites, folks, if you don't know about Jeanette Harris, you really need to check her out. Okay. All right. Let's do this. Sunday Night Go. I'm WB with the Jazzy One.
That's me.
That's her. I love this jam. Oh boy. From one of those Stevie Wonder's albums, All I Do. Be right back, folks. Enjoy. Najee. Wow. Hey, Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sunday Night Gold. I am WB and my co-host, the fabulous Jazzy. The Jazzy one. Hey, Jazz.
Hey.
You decide, out of the gate, you decide to hurt the audience just like this, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Those last two, I mean, you just knocked it out of the park right there. Jeanette Harris, All I Do, then you could back it up. You had the nerve to back it up with Najee. Day by day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Professor Pop Culture is listening in. He texted me. He said, hey, look, I'm tuned in. Hey, Jazz. Hey, look, I have to read whatever. What else did the professor say here? Hey, speaking of this, Professor, the Professor Pop Culture, Mr. Elroy Board III, he and I, we do a show on Monday nights, which is something, nothing short of magnificent. And I say that because, we bring, the inspiration, the education, the music, the background. And Monday Night Madness is a thing, folks. I mean, it should be a curriculum somewhere, Jazz. I'm serious about this because it's really, an all encompassing experience. When I say education, we tell you the background, the life, the legacy, and who and what and why and how these artists were inspired by doing what they do. And we've gone all the way back to the 1930s, I believe. Professor, we didn't go back into 20s or whatever it is, but we've talked about that. When all of this magnificent music were started in the first place. See, a lot of people don't know. If you go back into a history, there are a couple of groups that I want to mention right now. That is the Corn Diddies and the Field Hollers. Okay? And that's when our ancestors were in the fields picking tobacco and cotton and things like that and doing the labor and the chores and building this nation. And even in the very beginning, and they communicated through song. And those groups were referred to as the Corn Diddies and the Field Hollers. Please look it up.
True.
Please check it out. And so, and the professor and I, and I have to give him the credit where credit is due. He does the deep research because then you talk about Big Mama Thornton and people of that nature, you know, going all the way back. And that's how jazz and blues evolved in the first place, coming from there. Yeah. Okay? And even American gospel music.
Right.
All right. Yes. Come on now. But anyway, I certainly appreciate it. So the professor is listening in. Now, tomorrow night on Monday Night Madness, this is what I'm building up to. Let me tell you what it's all about. It's going to be off the chain, off of the chizang, okay? That's a coin phrase here on the bus. Chizang. But Holland, Dozier, and Holland.
Right.
Need I
because
say more?
Because one of the trio passed away, so we got to pay tribute.
Got to pay tribute, okay? Professor, thank you so much. And when he texts me and says, hey, this is what we're doing tomorrow night, I say, yay, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. So you guys,
I am too.
Yeah, that's right. And it starts at 5:15 p.m. on the West Coast, 8:15 here on the East, 7:15 Central. You do not want to miss Monday Night Madness, just like you don't want to miss Sunday Night Gold because it's a prelude. Sunday Night Gold. That's right. We give you some information here too. You know, and tonight because. It's more or less, you know, you want to relax, like Jazz said, because, Monday is coming, right? So we just preparing you to do this, right? So that was Najee. That song, yeah. Day by Day.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's one of my favorites.
And don't we have another Najee cut?
We sure do. My finger's on the trigger, Jazz. Okay. All right, hold on.
Najee double play.
Let's do it. Bet you don't know.
Cut my camera off. There we go.
Look, I told you I had my finger on the trigger. I told you that.
Thank you.
Oh, my. My, my, my. That is too good. That is too good. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Night Gold. I am WB, and along with my co-host, the Jazzy One. That's you?
That's me. Yes, right.
I said it first. Oh, my. You know, I'm having so much fun because, let's see, folks, I can't believe, how in the world could we be 40 minutes into this show?
I have no idea.
And we've only covered four. Okay, Jazz. We've only played four jams out of that playlist. And, folks, we're talking about fire. We started off with All I Do, Jeanette Harris. For those of you who are just tuning in, right? Najee, Day by Day, one of my all-time favorites. And then, oh, my God, Najee, Bet You Don't Know, Heaven, Ronnie Jordan. Mm-hmm. Jazz, we got another 20. You know, I had to add some things in there. Okay.
Of course you did. That's what you do.
You know what I do? You know what I do. Hey, but I have to acknowledge a few people who are just tuning in.
Okay.
Some of my really great friends. And first of all, Beverly Haynes. And she's in Southern California. Okay.
Hey, Beverly.
Hey, Beverly. And then my buddy, good friend, Marvin Carter. He's in Southern California.
Hello, Marvin.
Hey, Marvin. Hey, buddy. How you doing? We mentioned the professor. He just texted again on something. I don't know. I'm gonna pull it up in a minute. But anyway, we know 7-Up is always there. Kim Rogers is always there. Folks, please let me know because we would love to acknowledge you. We don't only give shout-outs. We want acknowledgments.
Right.
Shout-outs. Okay, that's generic or, you know. I never liked that from the beginning. I want to acknowledge you because we really appreciate you. Okay? And thank you so much for tuning in each and every Sunday night. This is Sunday Night Go. And this is, I look forward to it, Jazz. Sunday nights, like you said, because it is a time for us to reflect, just get ready for the week that's coming. And if you're energized, guess what? You can tackle this week with, you know, everything that you got with a clear head, a clear mind. And so the music clears out the mind. That's what I find.
It does.
It does. Think about it, folks. You know, you put everything else aside, you know, kick back, grab a glass of Kool-Aid, whatever you drink. Okay. Kool-Aid, coffee, you know, tea, coffee, you know, or whatever it is.
Just chill out.
Just chill a little bit. Let's do this. Oh, Professor, he said, man, what? Okay. He said, okay. I said, man, I'm zoning. Oh, Jazz. Okay. Mm-hmm. You and the professors, you guys are educators. And I'm in a zone. Mm-hmm. You started this. You started this. I'm in a zone, meaning that I'm enjoying this experience, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I've coined this thing, zoning, Z-O-N-I-N.
No G.
No. No, this is my word. Okay, a Webster catch on. Okay, because we do a lot of this thing. I love doing that. I love leaving the G off. Okay. Even though I've been called a G before, but that's okay. I leave the G off because it has to be different. We're all different. And I don't want to be, never will be, can't be normal. I am not a normal person.
Good to know. That's good to know.
Let me explain myself. Normal to me means average. That's my interpretation. You may or may not agree. I mean, not you especially, but some people. No, normal. What is normal? Now, if you're on the other side, like really abnormal, like, you know, that's a whole different deal. No, can't do it. Okay. that makes sense to somebody. Okay, it makes sense to me. I am not normal. Will never be average. And folks, what I'm saying to you, you don't have to be normal, you know. And to me, seriously, on a serious note, people follow trends instead of creating or following what they feel and their own trend. Okay? We buy because of what we see on TV often, or what we see in a magazine or some picturesque, whatever it is, right? And people tend to migrate, but that's how things become popular. Somebody buy, you know, and you have tons of people buying the same thing or doing the same thing or acting the same way. To me, that's normal. I will never be normal. Okay. Anyway, let me get off of that right now because I got Thrill Ride, Reggie Whiteside, running some more Rodney Jordan for you. And thank you, Jazz, for this list, the topic.
Sure.
And the professor, he's been texting back and forth. Let me see, what did the professor say? That's Professor Pop Culture. We'll be on that tomorrow night, Monday Night Madness, Holland, Dozier, and Holland.
Brilliant. The best 3 hours in radio, people.
Monday Night Madness. Oh, my goodness. 5:15 on the West Coast, 8:15 on the East, and 7:15 Central. Let me see what the professor said. Okay. He said, what was that one called? Professor, which one were you talking about? Because we had...
Jordan piece, probably.
Oh, yes. Man. That was heavy, Ronnie wasn't
Jordan,
it?
Heaven, right. That was a good one. Heaven by Ronnie Jordan.
Okay. Look, I'm telling you right now, folks. It only gets gooder and gooder.
Gooder and gooder. And there's another one of his words, everybody. Gooder and gooder.
I told you I wasn't normal. I tried to explain it to you. Let's do this thing. That's Reagan, right side.
Thank you.
Ronnie Jordan, After Hours. Hey, guys, gals. Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is Sunday Night Gold with yours truly, WB and the Jazzy One, Jasmine Vegas.
That's me.
That's her. Okay. All right. Hey, Jazz, we love when our audience engages. And like I mentioned, Kim Rogers, she's in Texas, right? You got 7-Up, I think she's somewhere in Virginia. You got Marvin Carter, he's in Southern California. You have Beverly Haynes, she's tuned in. Hey, Beverly, she's in Southern California. Hey, folks, if I missed anybody, please let me know. I know there's many more of you out there, and we'll do our best to acknowledge you. Okay. Now, also, based on the theme, we love when our audience participates. And we have a request.
We do.
Yes, from Marvin Carter. And I don't know this artist. It's Devorah. Are you familiar? Devorah.
I'm not familiar either.
It's D-V-O-R-A, and it's called Pieces of a Dream.
Hey.
Okay, so we're going to play it. Let's do
give it.
It I don't have a problem with it at all. Let's do this. All right.
Thank you, Marvin.
Hey, thanks, Marvin. Yes. Devorah. It's called Pieces of a Dream. I like that.
I like that a lot.
I like it a lot. And let's talk about it a little bit. Please, go on, Jazz.
Yeah. I just wanted to thank him for giving us that. Let me Google Devorah and see what I can find out.
Yeah, let me know. Because, hey, I enjoyed that. Now, let me tell you what I took out of that. When I listen to music, I look at if it's a vocal, if it's a song that includes or feature vocals, then I'm going to check that out. But I'm also interested in the musical accompaniment that goes along with that, right? And so I'm going to dissect this for a second.
Okay.
Piano was the featured instrument in that song, obviously.
It was, true.
And my ears tell me that it wasn't an electric bass, but it was an upright bass guitar. Mm-hmm. And the drums, it was mostly a light cymbal from the drums, right? The drums really weren't, they weren't accented until the very end when you had that beat, that change, okay, at the end of that music. That, look, folks, I thoroughly enjoyed that song. Oh, my. What do you have, Jazz?
Devorah Davis is an outstanding internationally established jazz artist, performing artist, and composer, singer-songwriter, who has been charming audiences with her stunning voice and charismatic presence from Belarus to Russia, Spain to Germany, UK to Holland. She's British and she's been based in the USA, Spain, Jamaica, Holland, and now she lives in Berlin, Germany.
Wow. You know, that background tells me that I have